Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Play Me, Alice in Wonder Dice, and I have the man behind the game. And how's it going today?
I'm fine, thank you. And you? So,
thanks for being on the show. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell us what you do for the game, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so I'm Aldebaran Genest. I'm the author and the game designer of Play Me. I started in the world of game by as a player, and next to organization from events. In my work, I was working in management and marketing, and after that, after my scholarity in university, I've decided to take a chance for my passion, the game, and I've decided to invent a game to make start my own company.
Well, and that's great, and we see the success that you've already had for Play Me. As of today, you still have almost a month left on the campaign. You have 25 days left, and you already are very successfully funded. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Play Me? What is it about, and how does the game work?
Okay, so Play Me is a family board game. It's 2-6 players. It's about quickly dice game, frantic dice rolls. It's very fun. It's you become one of Wonderland's character, and you need to be the first to catch the white rabbit to escape from the Wonderland. And this universe is declining, so you need to come back to reality. I will explain a little bit the mechanic of the game. So you are a character from Wonderland, and to catch the white rabbit, you need to get a suit from 1 to 6 in an increasing order, and the first get that suit can catch the rabbit. It's a really real time game, so each player rolls their dice in the same time. You have no turn, no rounds. It's very very quick, and you like a video game. I don't remember the MOBA, or it's very real time. It's really important of this game is the condition of the real-time game.
No, that sounds like lots of crazy fun.
you can block your opponent in real time. So the advance is at 2 in progression, so you can put the 3 to block him and continue to run. Give back her dice and unblock him to you. And you can use your power because your character has special ability. Each character has a special ability on it, and the first time you catch the rabbit, you become mad, and in your madness side, you have a disability.
Great. So when you catch the rabbit, does that eliminate another player, or just removes you? Like you win that round, and then everyone plays another round?
Yes. When a player catch the rabbit, the game stops. All player take back their dice, and you the player who wins the round is become mad in the madness side of this character. All other characters remain on the wonder side with the special ability, and we start a new round. And if the player who wins the last round won the game, he wins the party, the game. And if it's another player, it become mad, and we start a new one again. If all players become mad in the same time, the Jobber Rookie come up, and it's an advanced part of the game. It's an advanced part of the game where it's half cooperation game.
Okay, no, that's cool. So if you go mad and you win again the next round, then you are the winner of the game.
Yes, you need to win twice, one with your wonder side and one with your madness side.
Ah, I like that. That's fun. Well, it sounds very quick paced, and you can get a lot of games in just a short amount of time, it sounds like.
Yes. You five 10 minutes, and you can explore each characters. The experience of the game is like a video game in arcade. You can get skills because it's depending how you roll your dice, how your adversary play with the special ability on a character, what's the strategies of each player, and each game is different, and you can experience the get experience to more you are playing, more you get experience, like in RPG, or you are this impression to get skill to win more game and get
That's
better.
Exciting. So how has the reception been to as you're taking these game to, because you were just at a convention, so how was it accepted there?
The game is very, very good, have a very good acceptation. It's my second festival. So last year I was presented it too. So is the craziest of the success is the same. The family, the intergenerational relationship, the grandma, the mother, the parents and kids, all are very satisfying to play together. And I have a backer that tell me that he didn't back because he was afraid by the intergenerational games, and grandma can't never win against her kids at 9 years old. So he was unhappy with that, but the experience on the festival said the contrary. All can win, all have fun, and this game is not about win all the time. It's very an experience of the game. You have very, very lot of fun, and is never player remember, oh, I win, it's me the winner, it's oh go again.
And it's a social game.
Yes,
it's there to have fun.
Yes.
So, and I can appreciate that. I'm a father and I have kids and they like to play games with me. So being able to have a family friendly game that's quick pace, keeps their attention, but also excites them. That's a win-win for me. So I think that's pretty cool. So good job on that.
Thanks.
So as we said, the Kickstarter is already, it's almost 300% funded, and you've reached a lot of stretch goals. You're being really successful. So we know this game is going to be made and brought out to the backers and the public. And when can the backers expect to receive a copy of their game?
Normally, I was saying May because with the vacation of my printers in China, so I was not sure to. With the advanced collector pack, because the first version, the basic game, is already made, and we have already all translations. You have just we can start the production now. But for the collector's version, it's more difficult because the card will have just been done, and I have made a new decision about changing the dice. Because in the start, I would like the same dice translucent color, but with the new design of the game, I was thought with a new design for more collector and for more in adequation with a new design, more adult, more Tim Burton maybe, I don't know, but so we start the production at the, in Mars. In Mars, and I hope the game will be delivered for Easter.
Awesome. So they'll be able to expect it this winter then.
For this winter? No, Easter for April.
Easter,
April, oh. April, yes, for Easter the.
Easter, sorry.
Easter,
yes. Okay. Well, how appropriate that it's Easter and you're trying to catch the white rabbit.
Yes,
then, right?
Yes, right.
well, that's exciting. Well, it's nice to know that you're ahead of schedule and that people will be getting this game even before they were expecting it. So that's really cool. So everything's going smoothly. Hopefully all the printing and everything goes well and people will be getting their game in just a month or two, so that's exciting.
I hope the, after the campaign, or all the player, all the backers who we play the game will feedback me for advance in the for the expansion or new cards or something.
Definitely. So if there is a even greater reception, you're hoping to have an expansion then to the game.
Yes, I hope. In reality, I have put the goal at 5,000. But in reality, I would need more. But I have already made the French game, and I have some friends of mine who give me money to support me for make this project real. So I've decided to put this project low goal to achieve this goal and to make this game in English for all people in the world.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you making the game in English, because I wish I spoke French, but I don't. So, well, that's really exciting. I think this is definitely something that everybody should be looking into, especially since it's more of a, you know, it's like a social game, especially something you could play with your family, and definitely everyone listening right now should go check out Play Me. You still have 25 days left to definitely go back this project. So that's it's exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. I hope we can make the expansion and some lot of new cards, because we have 24 characters to make in the list in Wonderland universe. We have Playmate to do. We have a lot of you have crossover cards. The crossover card is character from other place like Neverland. We have lots of
That'd be fun. That'd be really cool too, to integrate other characters and fairy tales. So
yeah,
that's cool. Well, I appreciate your time, and I know it's a crazy thing to try to fit everything in as you're doing a Kickstarter and also going to all these events and conventions. So I appreciate your time, and thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks to you to invite me to be there.
Definitely. And good luck with the future, and I hope to see the expansion and other projects that you may be doing in the future. So good luck with that.
Thanks. My next project is for now is only in French. We have a book from science fiction book. Write by the chief scientist of Airbus Group, and we edit the book, and we will make a game on the universe on this.
Oh, well, cool. That's exciting. Are you guys going to be kickstarting that as well?
Yes, I do in French, then I translated it and get in Kickstarter. After all, my priority is Play Me, because it's my baby things.
It's your baby, yeah. It's your special thing.
And it's very fun with kids. The other universe is more for strategic gamers and for engineers or university students. It's completely different, like family and game and social ambience are. Is different. It will be very much strategic game.
Great. That's awesome. Well, Aldebaran, thanks for being on the show, and thanks. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.